If you want to see tourists in action, Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier is the place to go. About half the state's million cruise ship visitors came to view the rock-strewn ice this season, significantly more than the previous year. All those people presented a challenge when glacial outburst floods called yokolups raised the level of Mendenhall Lake. Yokolups happen when ice dams float or break, allowing a rapid escape of water. They've usually happened only once per season.
Last year, for the first time, we had two of them in one year, and then this year they turned out to be weekly, and it just caught us all by surprise.
That's John Neary. He's director of the U.S. Forest Service's Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. He says the floods hit the area's most popular trail. It follows the lake shoreline to the base of a large, dramatic waterfall.
As soon as the water level goes up, which it did about weekly, we'd have to close the trail, not just to prevent wet feet, but actually to prevent the people who are going around making side trails.
He says those side trails can damage the shore and disrupt nesting seabirds. It was also a busy season for a Ketchikan attraction that puts tourists on a modified deadliest catch crabber. Here's what it sounds like in a promotional video.
We're going to haul king crab pot. We're going to haul a snow crab pot. We baited up hooks to catch fish. We've got prawn pots, Dungeness crab pots, octopus pots.
This season was a lot busier than it was last year. There were a lot more cruise ship passengers coming up, so we had a lot more guests with the potential to sell to.
Shauna Lee is executive director of the Bering Sea Crab Fisherman's Tour. She says the summer's unusually good weather helped draw customers until the back end of the season.
It wasn't terribly bad. No, that's a complete lie. We've had some really horrific days. But the beginning of the season put everybody in a good mood, and a lot more guests coming into town certainly helped a lot as well.
She says the summer's tours sold out months in advance. In fact, it was the best season in the company's history.
I felt like people had money to spend. They were happy to spend it. They were happy to be on vacation and not stressing.
We had more customers, and probably more importantly, we had more customers wanting to do longer, more expensive tours.
That's John Dunlap, vice president for Allen Marine Tours. The Sitka-based company runs sightseeing and wildlife watching catamarans in Ketchikan and Juneau, as well as its hometown. He says people were willing to spend more money this season because the nation's economy is improved. That contrasts to late last decade, when fewer tourists sailed north, and those who did spent less. Dunlap's also seen a shift in the type of passenger they serve in recent years.
So people are just, in general, more knowledgeable. They tend to study about where they're going, and that's a lot of fun. They really stretch you to have information for them, good information for them.
He says customers these days want to know their excursions have minimal impacts on the environment. That's also the case in Petersburg, where retired troller Grant Trask shows visitors around the docks. He introduces them to commercial fishermen and talks about the industry. He says some tourists ask about sustainability, and a few want to argue about it.
I can tell them that we have a lot of fish in Alaska, and that when they are going to be eating an Alaska fish, wherever they live, it's not going to be the last one, because we have such good management of our resources.
Trask and his wife also run a bed and breakfast. Like others we talked to, his business picked up this season as well as last. Within that, he's noticed another trend, the growing diversity of Alaska tourists.
We're used to Americans and Canadians, Australians, and New Zealanders, but we had folks from Europe quite a bit more in our little town. And so my last group just a couple of weeks ago was folks from mainly Belgium.
That's also the case back at Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier. Walking up the rock steps to the visitor center, Director John Neary says far more cruise ship passengers are visiting from Europe, Asia, and India.
Also more kids this year. That's pretty exciting for us. It used to be just Disney Fridays, right? But now we've got a lot of kids on other days. Really nice, because I think the demographics are changing, maybe with rising incomes. More families are able to afford to get on the ships, perhaps. But the end result is that we're seeing them out here.
So the center sets up nature games and scavenger hunts for the kids. Reporting from the Mendenhall Glacier, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.